Good. Just clap as loud as possible so that it really bursts the listener's eardrums. And...
Oops. Knock the mic.
Okay.
Hey!
We're back with another episode
of
it's...
Hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line. Jesus Christ almighty.
What?
Mike is really doing
it. It's not my fault.
Can you finish the catchphrase?
Hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line.
It's everybody's fault.
It sure as hell ain't mine.
Should we just start from the beginning?
Yes. Thank you.
Hop on the Sloppy Joe assembly line.
It's everybody's fault.
But mine, no way. It's not.
Close enough.
Yeah. Welcome back to another week of the show. My name is Max G. Orenson. Yep.
And I think we will introduce our names at the end. As we
is that what we're doing now? Is that what we're doing now? I thought that just because we forgot to introduce ourselves at the beginning. But if you guys want to have that be the normal thing, I can get behind that.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be a really painful episode. I'm just telling you guys, listeners, right now that...
There's a lot burbling under the surface.
Ugh.
Really, we're... I mean,
it's been kind of a rough night for all of us so far.
We've been having some talks, administrative talks.
Yeah.
Not fun ones.
Some really difficult administrative talks. We were considering getting rid of Karen.
You're safe, Karen. It's okay. We decided not to.
We decided not to.
She's indispensable. There's no way we could continue to do the podcast.
However, if she keeps bringing those hot milks, not the way we like them...
She's absolutely going to have to be fired.
I honestly don't see a future for her in this
company,
this realm, or any other.
And I know that, you know, she has to get her community hours. I'm putting air quotes on that because she's
frankly,
not...
Frankly, that's her responsibility. And if she can't graduate high school, well, that'll be that.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, honestly, she's not going to get any community hours from this. We've discussed this already.
No!
This is almost pointless for her to be here. High school's...
Mama!
For any new listeners, Karen is our intern.
High school intern.
She's the only woman that we've referenced on the show so far, and we don't treat her well at all. So, you know, I think that says a lot about us as people.
Sit with that for a bit.
Sit with that.
Pause the podcast. Be alone with your thoughts for a second.
And, you know, if you want to give up on us, I wouldn't blame you.
Comment, share,
like, subscribe.
And don't forget to give us money for our convention. As much as you can give us, because we deserve it.
We don't want any of these goddamn milk toast donations.
What James is talking
about... makes me sick to my stomach.
...is this podcast, at the end of August, or mid-August, we're hosting a big park convention.
At High Park.
All of our fans at High Park in West Toronto... We're having a...
It's going to be, at the end of August. August 15th or 18th. I'll keep forgetting. Pretty sure it's the 15th.
Pretty sure it's the
15th. It's going to be great. We got food vendors. We got Pokemon battles going on. Tents. Vendors. It's going to be great, guys.
Yeah. But what is the purpose of this convention?
To really promote our podcast,
and to give our listeners something to dig their teeth into.
To give back to our listener community.
Fans get to come and meet each other, and it'll be great.
Yes,
I think there's going to be some couples that are made there. I think there's going to be some marriages.
Speaking of which,
husbands and wives at our convention.
I think we got to get a couple tents going just for those purposes. Marriage tent and a post-marriage tent.
I know what you mean.
So that means a tent to get married in, then another tent to sign your documents in. So
exactly. Yeah. So, and that will all be done at night.
Yeah.
And there will be protective devices in one of the tents.
Pocket protectors.
And this is
pocket protectors and attorneys.
Whiteout.
We would want you to be...
Lots of whiteout.
Totally legally informed before you do sign any marital documents.
My idea that I've just decided is that at the start of the beginning of the convention, we're going to have a big bucket of condoms there. And they will not be free, but they'll be moderately priced.
Well, we'll talk about this. I'm not sure if I like this direction, but I just want to remind all the audience members that this is not a joke. That this will be happening at the end of August.
Everything you've heard us say is going to come true.
It's going to come true.
You might be thinking, oh, this is tongue-in-cheek.
This is just a bit that they're doing.
This is a goof.
It's fucking real. It's real as the fourth finger on my toe.
So you got to keep listening to get the updates on this shit, because you you're just going to listen to this episode, show up at the con on the day, and then there's going to be all these rules you may not know about. There's going to be...
Oh, we haven't even gotten into the rules yet and the regulations. God, Christ almighty.
Oh, there's going to be prizes, too.
Ooh, and the swag. There's no swag. Everything costs money, okay?
Yeah, well, all that info has been going out every week, so if you're not listening and you're behind, it's your own fault.
You got to get on the back catalog, listen to the other episodes in the season two.
It's absolutely free. Make a donation.
You have to get in.
It's the Everybody's Fault Con
2015
first annual.
Oh, well, so, I think that's all we got to say about that.
We've talked about the con a lot. Let's talk about
more than enough.
Some other stuff that we have planned.
What do we have
for this show?
Up? Oh, I just remembered I have some macaroni cooking on this stove. Oh, turn it off.
Baby.
Okay, done.
What else is going on in our lives, guys? James, what's new with you?
James is still cranking that rotissimat.
Yeah, you know what? It's there's a lot of stuff that I've talked about, and man, I mean, it's just wild.
Can't have comedy podcasts and
without any jokes.
Yeah. Oh, so earlier, guys, listeners, you might have heard me say something a little offhandedly about how the only woman we've had on the show is our intern Karen, who hasn't even been on the show. We've only referenced her existence.
I haven't even heard her speak.
And no, she's never going to get on the podcast, I don't think. I would never trust
interns
her
don't
around
get
this equipment.
Spotlight.
They don't get a voice. But not because she's a girl, it's because she's an intern.
Quite frankly, she's not that smart. She's in high school, as all high school students are dumb and don't have anything good to say. Well, there's no point, there's no worth in listening to what a high school student speaks of. But,
I say children should be seen and not heard.
Yes, exactly.
With that said, we would like to have some high school kids come on this show. If possible.
Interview them
just
about
kids in general, or
yeah,
boys only, because that's really all we've had on this show.
Why have we only ever had boys on this show? Why don't
interesting
you ever hear a voice that
sounds like
a
this
bit more soft?
Hi, my name is Girl.
What's thank your you last name, Girl?
Woman, I am Girl Woman.
Girl Woman. Hey, that's worse than He-Man. Girl Woman. Jesus. Yeah, why? It's a good question.
I guess the one reasonable answer is we don't know any girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But then again, we all have girlfriends.
But do we really know them, though?
That's a good question. Yeah. Do you really know? Yeah,
do you really know anyone, actually? I mean, I barely know you guys.
Sometimes I really question whether or not I should trust you guys.
Yeah, well, let me take off my sunglasses.
Yeah, Julian has been wearing sunglasses the entire show. Makes him really untrustworthy.
Can you trust me now?
Even with them off, I don't know.
Okay, well, keep them on then.
So shifty fucking eyes. Can't deal with it, never have dealt with it very well.
Doesn't help when you blink like that consistently. So, yeah, I mean, girls on the show.
I think we're going to work on getting some on the show, seriously. Great.
Gotta, reduce the wage gap, and this is the first step in doing that, is getting more women on this show.
You joke, Max, but really, I mean, we do know girls. We know funny girls, too.
Absolutely. Who
would probably like to be on this show and you know, tear us a new one.
Exactly.
Because God's sakes, we need it. We need a new one.
We need to be talked down to reality, honestly, sometimes. I feel like we
just live in our own little world, and someone needs to come in there and break that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not speaking honestly at all, because I love what we have here, and I don't want it to change at all.
I love it, I cherish it,
but
and I honor it.
Just to kind of sound like I'm interesting, and to sound like...
Like you have a well-rounded sort of worldview.
Sure, let's invite someone new in and, you know, have a new host.
Maybe new worldview, you know, different gender, different upbringing, different perspective on the world.
Yeah, in all seriousness, though, I think it would be good, but I don't know. Where do we start? Where do you find a girl to come on a show? You can't just go up to girls and say, come on a show.
Actually, I was thinking we could do that, maybe. You know, post up on the street and,
some flyers, maybe? Like those kinds where you pull the little tabs with the phone number?
No. Maybe a bit of that. But I mean us, getting a booth going, side of the street, posting up, you know, people walk by, women walk by, we say, excuse me, would you like to be on our show?
And I'm just waiting for
the
moment.
It's unpaid.
It's in this guy's room.
God.
It's a very spare setup in my bedroom on a Sunday night.
It's very cluttered, very humid. And we get about 30 listeners per week, so so it's all in your favor.
What do you get to lose?
Put that on your CV. Pieces of shit.
Can we at least sign you up for a $50 donation? Okay, you're gone.
Yeah, I mean, hey, but this is what we're gonna do.
What's the plan?
It's called the It's Everybody's Fault Find a Girl Contest. And basically, I think what we should do is post on our Facebook saying, if you are a girl and would like to be on our show, like, please email us a video of you showcasing your talents, showcasing you doing impressions, showcasing you doing
baton
whatever talent
twirling.
You have.
Playing a piano instrument.
An acoustic banjo.
Yeah, singing. You know, because
an electric violin.
Yeah, we do songs on this, so if you can sing, that's an asset.
Tossing a disc.
Yeah.
Beanbag.
And maybe we'll have you on the show, and maybe you'd be a regular. And if we'd like you so much, if you win the contest, we'd like you so much, maybe you'd be on every single week as a fourth host.
Holy
shit. I don't think that would happen. But
doesn't sound feasible.
I don't think.
And on in any of our schedules, but
No. But
we really do need to broaden the canvas.
We need some different goddamn voices in here. Christ's sake, I'm sick of our voices. This dumb thing coming out of my mouth.
Every time that I hear my voice, I think, who the fuck is talking?
I agree. Every time I hear Julian's voice, I just want to vomit out of my teeth.
You know, and yeah. I mean, I don't even like passing all that. I shower with a bathing suit on.
I'd be vomiting out of my teeth.
We already did that one.
These are all titles of past episodes, if you haven't already noticed.
Go listen to the back catalog.
I hate cookies and I love pain. Back catalog, guys. Jesus, how many episodes we got out there? We got like 15, 16, 17? 17 episodes in our back catalog?
I think this is the
17
20th.
Episodes
no,
of this, of we're this doing quality the recording. If you want to hear more and more and more and more like this, keep on listening backwards in time.
With that, we're going to take a break and gather our thoughts.
You figure?
Press the goddamn button.
We really have a lot to talk about.
Oh, Michmach.
We're back. Aren't you glad?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange you.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
No.
It doesn't work that way, man.
What do you mean?
You have to do that a few times, and then after saying, you know, orange, who's there? Orange.
No, just look inside your fucking heart for a second. Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Say banana. Oh, so you keep saying banana. That's the joke. And then eventually
No, really. Aren't you glad that I didn't say banana?
I think I'm just glad that this show is so successful and that we... God, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
What are you thankful for, Julian?
It's not Thanksgiving.
God. Shut up, we're doing this anyway. Please.
I'm thankful I live in a country where I can record a podcast with my two buddies, where I can sit on my bum in a little room and talk about nothing for an hour and edit it down to half an hour. Mm. That's not true. That's not what we do.
So we don't do that at all.
Obviously. It's a podcast. And I'm happy that we have lots of listeners, like James said.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that we have our own convention. I mean, what podcast has its own convention after...
Never heard of any podcast doing that.
After only 15 episodes, we announced we're doing our own convention? That's unheard of.
It's so ambitious.
It's
not only ambitious, it's ambiguous and amphibious.
We are just paving the way for podcasters after us to do their thing and be successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
Have their own convention. I want to see 10 different conventions come out over the next couple years. I think it's going to happen. After FaultCon... 2015? I think it's going to be in the news.
FaultCon's going to make a splash, baby. Cross the Atlantic.
Hey, that's another thing we could do. Water gun fights.
Splash zone?
Splash pad.
Essentially, just get I have all these tarps, you know? Put a bunch of tarps down. Mm. Sprinkle some water on there. Like, kids love that.
Let's just make the... You need tarps. You need garbage bags.
Tarps and garbage bags.
Staple them together.
Little kids slide around on that. Splash around for a little bit. Water going to get all warm and nice.
Max, you were talking to a guy actually who has a bunch of rides, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah, this guy. This
should be fun.
He's actually... I forgot to tell you guys. I had him, you know, I told him if he could maybe stop by tonight.
Wow.
To give us a pitch. Wow. He has
That's
all these...
That's unheard of. Since when did guests come on unannounced?
I know. It never happens. Anyway, his name is Joe Blow. He has a company called Five Guys, 25 Rides.
Oh, wow.
So I think he is some sort of a carnival proprietor, but we, you know, me and him don't get along at all. Okay. So, you know, during phone calls, it was very, very tense.
Right.
And he basically said, listen, if I'm going to come in here, I don't want to speak to you. I'll speak to the other guys, but you're a piece of shit. You know, he said, I listened to your back catalog, everything out of your dirty Jew mouth. Can't stand it.
Okay, so he's so we're gonna be working with this guy every day.
Mm.
Okay,
yeah, but so, I mean,
I don't know what you're gonna do with the actual convention, not being able to talk.
We can
to
work
him.
Around it. For example, I think what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna leave the room. I'm gonna hide in your bathroom, Julian. I have some crackers. I'll eat some crackers in there. And I think Joe Blow is gonna come up in a couple minutes. So I think I'll excuse myself right now. If that's okay.
No, okay. Yeah, fine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Watch the water.
Can you please?
Oh yeah. I don't know what he's going to do at the actual convention. He can't hide at the convention. This guy's going to be here every day.
We're going to be having these two guys in the same room together. I mean, I'm still worried about them even just being in the same park together.
I know, that's the thing.
If there's that much tension between them...
What's Max going to do?
It's almost like if this guy has got the right stuff, we got to just remove Max from the operation and make it all about Joe.
Exactly. Hey, come on in. Come in. Hi there. You must be Joe.
It's a place to be.
Hey,
huh?
Joe.
It's a place to be.
Yeah.
You guys know that other guy?
Hmm?
You guys are the guys that know that other guy?
No, it's
here,
just
take
us.
Take a seat, Joe.
Oh.
Take a seat.
Okay, sure.
You're on the show.
Shit, man. Good to see you guys. I'm Joe Blow.
nice to meet you.
Who are you guys? Is it Julian?
Yeah.
Is it James?
We're all shaking hands.
Shut up.
Now.
I listen to your guys' stuff. I love it. It's the best.
Wow.
You love it.
Except that other motherfucker out there. Can't stand that motherfucker.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Max Gorenson. Can't stand and little boy.
Who's that? Never even heard that name before.
So, what are we doing here? What's the game plan?
Well, Joe, I mean...
we're trying to put on a big, fun convention for all of our multitude fans. And
What are we talking here?
Has Max not talked to you about this yet?
Don't mention that motherfucker's name one more time. I'll spill.
Well, we're thinking about getting some more attractions for our convention.
Mm.
It's going to be a very big production. Mm. We're talking about it in the thousands of people.
Oh.
So we need some kind of attraction that's going to, you know, spread out people far and wide and have fun. Are you okay?
No, I'm just getting so excited because I got the perfect thing. I run a company. It's called Five Guy 25 Fry.
25.
It's called Five Guy 25 Fry.
Five Guys.
Isn't it 25 rides?
It's called rides? Five Guy
25
Fry. We got rides.
You have rides?
Five Guy 25 Fry. We got rides, man. We got 25 rides. We got 25 of these goddamn rides.
You got 25 rides?
We got 25 of these goddamn rides.
So
get them all.
How big are these rides?
Oh, man. We get a Ferris wheel, roller coaster.
Oh, so these are legit.
These are big Ferris wheel, a multiplex carnival ride.
Where's that name coming from? Five Guys.
Five Guys, 25 rides. Well, yeah. Basically, we...
you're related to the burger company.
Don't say that. I've gotten many litigious lawsuits over that. Basically, what happened was about 5 years ago, I was going down to Russia. Went up to Chernobyl, doing a little work up there. And they
what
got
kind
a little,
of work are you doing?
Oh, that is, I cannot... Listen, son, I cannot disclose that. But listen, they got a bunch of rides up there.
All right,
they
got like a, the sound of this.
They got a bunch of rides up there, amusement park, abandoned amusement park. So I went up there, got my truck, ripped them all out, put them in my goddamn truck. These are 50-year-old rides, Soviet rides. Wow, brilliant, yeah. Beautiful rides. Put them in my truck. I got five buddies. Put them in the truck, got them all the way back
you
to America.
You have five buddies?
I got five buddies, put them in my truck,
okay.
And we made company, Five Guy 25 Ride.
You see, you guys just drove back here and
in the drove back across the Barrens straight, put that car on a boat.
So, I mean, I'm imagining the name isn't quite accurate. I mean, there's more than five guys.
No, operating. Listen, son, it's five guys operating the whole little goddamn operation here.
But is it exactly... Okay, is it exactly 25 rides?
It's exactly 25 rides. Not exactly 25 guys, though. Is
no,
me
far
five.
From it. Sounds
listen,
like six.
Listen, there's listen, there's me.
There's five buddies.
And the five buddies.
My buddies, but not all of them are going to be available all the time. Okay, two of them are on sabbatical. Two
I
of them.
Get it. So you only have five of them kind of on duty.
On duty. Well, we got me. I'm going to be there. I'll operate a couple of the rides anyway.
Okay. We got where are your associates? Are you okay?
I'm trying to fucking speak here. We got two other guys, they're on sabbatical, baby. I don't know where the hell they are. We got one guy. Oh, damn. He's sick. So that leaves me and my brother Cleet. My brother Cleet, we operate 25 rides.
Are you thinking of hiring anyone?
No, it's too much money. I don't make that much money. I just get the rides going.
Wait, so what kind of figures are we talking here for?
Yeah, who rides your rides?
For the rides.
Well, she's talking about how much you want to pay. You want to pay me?
No, how much money have you made in this business?
Like, oh, that is personal information, but upwards of
$500,000. Mm. Really?
It's pretty good. Oh, you know, you got five guys, split the profits, you know, pretty big.
How long have you guys been running this business?
Oh, man, only about six weeks or so.
I don't know if I really believe that, those numbers. I don't know. It's hard to believe.
Very impressive. What other venues have you done?
A lot of furry stuff.
Okay.
A lot of stuff with furries. They love it. They love the rides. Huh? Five Guys, 25 rides.
I don't understand how five guys or less can operate 25 rides.
But let me tell you something about that, son. It's a lot of running around. A lot of the rides
A
lot of the rides don't even involve, you know, mechanical. We just got... Okay, I'll tell you about the rides. We got one, two roller coaster, Ferris wheel, crazy cars. We got sand. Truckload of sand.
Is that two things, sand and truckload?
Two different things, sand and truckload of sand.
Okay, so I count six.
Those are rides.
Those are rides, baby. Those are fresh rides. We got Spaceship Machine. That's an electric one. Mm-hmm. We got camels. Six or seven camels. You just get them up there, pet them, put stuff in their
real
mouth.
Real camels.
Real live camels, baby.
Oh, wow. Little petting
zoo. They're little hungry, so I might nip you.
Do you have some bad memories attached to the camels?
Nah, man, I'm all good. I'm just a little silly right now. Shit.
Gotta say, I like this guy's smile.
Yeah, I like the cut of his jib. What do you say? Should we cut him in on the profits?
I'd love to be part of your old little convention here.
Hey, I think it would be great to work with you. I can't see what would go wrong. It all seems great.
Truthfully, the only thing I want to hear before we sign you up on a contract, and you and your five friends... What more rides you got? Because you mentioned eight, but you said there's 25, so...
Well, I'll clue you in on this one. A bumper car.
Bumper car.
We got splash dive.
Splash. What's that?
It's you dive off a little splat and do a little splash.
Oh, wow.
Dive off something and do a little
now,
splash.
I gotta say, I still don't believe the numbers. I think that's a bit of a lie, but...
Well, my friend, that's for me alone. That's private information. I can only give you so much.
I don't believe it.
I can't tell you what other businesses I got going on. You know, I got tons of businesses going on.
What other things did you truck back on that large? I imagine.
We got 25 rides. We got a bunch of radioactive waste and gold, baby. Tons of gold up there.
In The Ukraine.
Tons of gold.
Irradiated gold.
Tons of gold. Okay, it's irradiated. Well, they don't need it.
Make that part of our...
Touch the gold. 26 rides.
That's another ride? That's
part five of the ride? It is now, man. Touch the gold.
Just made a new ride.
Touch the gold.
I like gold.
It. All right. Hey. Let's touch the gold. I like that branding.
Yeah. I mean, put it right just, there. Oh.
Oh, so
hey,
sweaty.
Your hand is limp.
Oh, God. Wow. Oh, my God. Your hands are so wet.
Oh.
That's a great exercise to do, though.
It's that really calming. Exercise, yeah. Just
listeners, if you want to do it with us, just
one, two,
yeah,
three.
That's a great way of calming ourselves down after the show. Just everybody kind of close your eyes really tight and just kind of breathe along with us for a second. One, two, three.
I'm more jing stars.
But listen, folks, hope you enjoyed that song. It's a classic song. It's called Meat Patrol. One of our favorites. Old, old song that we love to sing when we hang out.
Old,
very old pirate song.
Very old.
Yep, it's all about the prospecting pirates of ancient times. So, thanks, guys, for listening again this week. If you're listening right now, God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
I mean, really, and just you're in our thoughts and our prayers.
And, we wish you the best.
And you're with us always, and
no matter how far or near you are always in our ears. Well, we're in your ears, but really, it's a mutual thing. Podcasting is a two-way street.
It is, yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't remember to subscribe or listen to us. No. Please remember to donate to our Kickstarter. None of these goddamn milk toasts. We need more eagle. We have one eagle donation so far.
Max, maybe just remind them what they need to donate to get an eagle.
Listen, you grade need to membership. Donate upwards of 500 buckaroos to get an eagle membership.
Do we really have one eagle, or are you just lying?
We got one eagle, man. I don't know who it is. Basically, it's just a bunch of
anonymous donor.
It's a bunch of milk toast and one eagle right now.
Which means they're not going to be able to acquire their swag or loot.
Because if you don't really give us your name, but you can't really
donate anonymously.
So we're sorry to that one eagle. That one eagle may not even get into
the con. But thank you for your money. But we'll talk about that stuff next episode. Got a lot going on for the con. A lot of more stuff is in the works now that we got this festival, this carnival thing going, the Five Guys 25 rides.
And, excited to see how that's going to work out, seeing as you can't even talk to him.
I mean, he just has it in for me.
I want to hear more about that. Maybe on the next episode.
Yeah, we'll talk some more about that, our tumultuous relationship. But until then, my
name is... What else can people look forward to on the next episode? I think that should be a new segment.
Okay. Yeah.
Look forward to the next episode? Well,
next time. Next time on It's Everybody's Fault. Recording again. Thanks for coming back.
Let's redo the intro again.
And one of these three men will die.
Wow. That was a fascinating sneak peek.
Stay tuned. Sure, that's going to happen.
The next week's... And you know
what? Karen, what the f- come on! Get away from that.
James, what are you looking at?
I can't see. What is she doing?
You don't want to know.
Okay, we'll have a talk with her. But until next time, my name is Max.
My name is Julian. James.
And I'm going to give the last word to James.
James. We'll be right back.